Well, a blessed Merry and Happy Christmas to each and every one of you. I pray that this is a Christmas season of joy for you, for your families, and for all those close to you. We gather here tonight in this darkest time of the year, in this time when the sun sets so early, it's already dark out. But we gather tonight to celebrate the light of the world coming into the world. We gather tonight to celebrate the fact that God Himself came to earth. God came to earth and He took on human flesh. He was the Virgin Mary. Now, He came not as a big show. He didn't make a big show out of it. I think we always have kind of this picture of God doing something, and it's the booming voice and it's the loud, you know, the lightning and everything. But He didn't do that. It wasn't a big show. It wasn't a big deal. In fact, He came very simply, very quietly. He was born in a relatively obscure part of the world. He was born in a region that was not very well known outside of the immediate area, outside of the region of Galilee. People really didn't know where Nazareth was. It was not very much. But yet, He came into the world, and the Savior from our sins has been born. And we gather tonight to celebrate that. We gather tonight to celebrate that moment that was waited for thousands of years. People waited and prepared for it. We see just a glimpse of that preparation in our second reading. St. Paul tells us about the history of the Old Covenant from the Moses and the Israelites leaving Egypt through to King David, who was the great king of Israel, both sinner and saint, and all the way through to our Lord Jesus Christ. All of history was waiting for that moment when our Lord Jesus was born. Now, this event should be a reminder for us that God works not through those big events like I talked about earlier, but through simple, ordinary things. God's voice in our life is not the big, booming voice you see and hear in movies and TV. Instead, God speaks to us in the depths of our heart with small tugs and with that still, quiet voice in our heart. Again, not the big, booming voice. But we gather tonight to celebrate the fact that through our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born tonight as a babe, as an infant, as all of us were, we are no longer trapped by sin. We are no longer forsaken or desolate, as the first reading put it. But instead, that we are beloved by God. That God loves us so much. We see this love of God in a way in the first reading through that marriage imagery. That imagery that God is wedded to us. The love between a husband and a wife. That's how deep the love is from God. In our Lord's birth shows that love all the more clearly. That God loves us so much that He gave us His Son. That He sent His Son to us, to save His people from our sins. Because our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, sin no longer has to separate us from God. But now we can call out Emmanuel, which the gospel tells us, God is with us. That can be our rallying cry, God is with us. So tonight we gather to celebrate and rejoice in that Savior who came to save us. Celebrate that infant who was born to save the world.